This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There comes a point in a lot of people's weeks when they walk into a bar, they have a seat, and they order a drink. Everything that happens before the instant that drink arrives, from the growing of the crops to fermentation and distillation to the cost of it all, is something that Adam Rogers has been researching for years. He's written it all up in his new book. It's called Proof, The Science of Booze. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Loyal listeners to this program will know that I am a beer aficionado, so I took your book to heart, especially that bit where you say basically beer is the foundation of all of civilization.
Sure. Yeah, I think that that's non-controversial. Is that did someone disagree with that? To me, it's one of the founding moments of civilization, where we decided we're going to ferment. We're going to do this on purpose.
It's worth pointing out that a brewery or a distillery or in some respects a vineyard, I imagine, is a factory, right? It's an industrial place.
It really is. And the marketing for all of those products will want you to believe in the tradition and the history. And in the case of bourbon, let's say, the old guys out in the backwoods. But of course, when you really go to a place like Jim Beam, let's say, it's a chemical plant, you know? But they make something that's really beautiful. They make a delicious thing to drink. But it's still... you know, this is a chemical process. There's technology here. And in fact, the thing that I think we could stand to appreciate more about distillation is that it's one of the great examples of human engineering. It's us taking our environment and making something that nobody else could make, making something better, improving on what nature gives us.
There's a moment where you go over to Scotland with your dad and you sit down, and I forget if it's in a bar or actually at a distillery, and you have a sip of the product on offer. And you look at each other and you both say, ooh, this is going to be an expensive hobby. The good ones can cost you a little bit.
I am sad to say that I have been largely priced out of the single malt market. It's a real bummer for me because I love that stuff. But fortunately, what's happened in this country in the last, not even really 20 years, but 10, is that there are enough craft distillers making enough interesting stuff that you can really taste some pretty good things for not as much money. And so I have been branching out.
It occurs to me that the foundational ingredients of what you are talking about in this book, it's water and, hops and some malt and all kinds of other stuff that goes into it. They are not in and of themselves that dear, that expensive. So what is it that we're paying for, whether it's, you know, an expensive beer or an expensive bottle of scotch?
Well, you're definitely paying for a value add in the process, for sure. Now, in some cases, the substrate, the grain, or the if they're making wine, the grapes, they can be more expensive because they're rarer or because they're getting an organic product or because they're getting something that nobody else grows or that costs a lot. And in fact, the price of barley and corn are commodity crops, but those prices do vary as well. A big bourbon distiller buys so much corn that they don't – that's not where their cost is. But their cost will be in how long it takes to make something and in aging. For wine and for distilled spirits especially, one of the barriers to entry for a craft distiller is that it costs a lot of money to sit on this stuff for 10 years, you know. That's something that a big distillery can do that a craft distiller cannot because they need to get product out the door. So you are paying for their expertise and making sure that it tastes good when they're done.
Yeah, and you're paying for time, right?
And time. Yeah, exactly.
Is it possible for you now at the end of however many years of what I'm sure was grueling research for this book, can you walk into a bar now and just enjoy a drink?
Absolutely. That I can still do. I can't enjoy as many of them as well, I used to.
That's yours getting old, man. That's what that is.
That is what that is, yeah. Yes. But yes, the book has only increased my appreciation for being able to walk into a bar that reflects some idiosyncrasies of its owner and of its, you know, drinks manager. And to be able to look at the bartender and say, give me something weird.
Adam Rogers is the articles editor at Wired Magazine. He's got a new book out. It is called Proof, The Science of Booze. Adam, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thank you.